and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump chooses former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the EPA, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as ambassador to the UN, and Trump's former ICE director Tom Homan as border czar. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
This is very common for the president-elect to really single out those people who he believes he can trust and that won't try to put up guardrails for achieving his goals.
Teenagers Abigail Williams and Liberty German went for a hike in Delphi, Indiana in February 2017 and were later found dead. Richard Allen has been convicted of murder, CBS's Ian Lee reports.
Richard Allen will now be sentenced on December 20th. He faces up to 130 years in prison.
At Arlington National Cemetery on this Veterans Day, outgoing President Biden lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and tells veterans it has been the greatest honor of his life to lead, serve, and defend them. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump chooses former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the EPA, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as ambassador to the UN, and Trump's former ICE director Tom Homan as border czar. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
This is very common for the president-elect to really single out those people who he believes he can trust and that won't try to put up guardrails for achieving his goals.
Teenagers Abigail Williams and Liberty German went for a hike in Delphi, Indiana in February 2017 and were later found dead. Richard Allen has been convicted of murder, CBS's Ian Lee reports.
Richard Allen will now be sentenced on December 20th. He faces up to 130 years in prison.
At Arlington National Cemetery on this Veterans Day, outgoing President Biden lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and tells veterans it has been the greatest honor of his life to lead, serve, and defend them. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kaye. It's Veterans Day, and there will be ceremonies in Wisconsin Rapids today to honor veterans. VFW Post Commander Sean Plant said there are two events during the morning today.
We're having the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council is doing their annual Veterans Day ceremony. It's 11 o'clock at Veterans Park on the east side of the river in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mayor Matt Zacher will be the guest speaker at that event. At 1 p.m. today, there will be another event at Assumption High School.
The Wood County Legacy Society is doing their Legacy Stone dedication ceremony at Assumption High School, again at 1 o'clock.
Veterans Day is observed on November 11th in the U.S. and several other countries. It is a day to thank and honor all veterans who serve honorably in the military. Veterans Day is a day to not only honor veterans, but also acknowledge the difficulties they face after service. Here's Lisa Hale.
PTSD, suicide, mental health, all of these are issues facing the veteran population this Veterans Day. Tim Cody with the Fox Valley Veterans Council in Appleton said homelessness is also a primary concern.
We find them, hopefully, before they're homeless, as our real goal, is to try to keep them in their place for 2 to 3 months so that they can straighten their life out, get a direction to go, and keep them where they are.
Cody said statistically in Wisconsin, there are more homeless veterans than regular citizens.
The Mid-State Technical College campus in Stevens Point now has a new name. The ribbon cutting took place last Thursday for the Stevens Point downtown campus. This event also kicks off the beginning of a year-long celebration of the 10th anniversary of the move to downtown. The new name helps differentiate the downtown campus from the new Ameta Center campus location. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. Here's some good news. Community Stories starts on November 12th. It'll air on WFHR on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 with me, your host, Melissa Kay.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight here on a Monday night, trying to make it feel like a Thursday, doing our best, folks. Whenever I hear Doc Rivers talk, I just think what a horrible singer he must be. He's got that voice. If he has a medical condition, I feel bad, but it's just awful.
But you don't care? You're still going to say that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a fact. if he's sick, I hope he gets better. But yeah, still probably a bad singer. Good coach, though. John Agordi
Is he, though?
Who do you think you're talking to here? Conrad? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, they're not doing very well right now.
Do I look like Mike Clemens?
Just when you kind of look into the light a little bit, that light bounces off your eyes and... Here's Mike.
I'll take that. I wish I had his pipes. That is the voice of Todd Michaels sitting in for the K-Man tonight. Conrad will be back tomorrow night. Great to be working with Todd. And hey, send your texts in, folks. We're reading in just a bit when we let Johnny go here. We're going to read some texts. What is your favorite metal song or heavy metal band? We had some great ones. We got some texts waiting. I will read those soon. And John and Gordy will be here at 7:20. From the WMDX Morning Show in Madison. Great guys. Can't wait to talk to them. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our current guest, Johnny Beaner. He is a Madison-based stand-up comic. Very funny guy. And one of my favorite bits of trivia about you, John, is the fact that you were the last new comic on The Late Show with David Letterman. That's got to make you feel good.
That's my favorite credit that I have. It's pretty special.
It is. How is that compared to getting a dry bar special? Because when you get your own special, and maybe you've done other ones, but that's a big deal too, right? I mean, that's like all you for what, a half hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah, and the dry bar ones have changed. Because I got it in the early, you know, when they started, and it was like 45 minutes. The specials were like 45 minutes, and then they switched them down to like 20 minutes. And then I've heard they've got them long again, but I was in one of the longer specials. So that was, you know, it was super exciting. I mean, obviously, you know, and when I did it, Dry Bar was new, so we didn't know how big it was.
Yeah.
To answer your question, David Letterman was more exciting.
when Letterman left, right? His last night, I bawled like a child for 2 days. Not only because, you know, I was a fan, but I watched that from the beginning, back in 82, 83 when he was doing his morning show and stuff. So the fact that, Johnny, you had a chance to be there on that stage in the Ed Sullivan Theater, how cool is that?
Oh, I mean, the coolest ever. It's just so cool. And I, so many comics have told me you got to soak it in because it flies by. And I really did. So I really vividly remember, you know, everything about being there. It was great.
I know you're like already a very schooled comedian when you did it, John, but I'm sure you were nervous, but did your excitement outweigh the nerves? I mean, going into that, that's got to be, you know, I don't know. Talk about that.
I've never been more nervous. I knew that was going to happen, you know, so I made sure that I was more prepared for that than anything because, the worst thing that could happen is you draw a blank or just be like, oh, wait, I'm just not in the moment and I forgot what's next. And so I made sure that I was more prepared for that set than any set I'd ever been. And I was more nervous than ever. But then also when it was over and it was done, I never felt more just relaxed and excited and just like such a great feeling knowing, okay, I did it. And, you know,
and it went well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I can't imagine. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more. The comics just don't totally lose their place. I mean, not that you're not prepared, but just that you completely blank. And then like, what are you supposed to do? Sing a song or do some soft shoe? I mean, that would be horrible.
I know. I'd heard all those horror stories about getting bumped, you know, like these big famous people now that are like, oh yeah, it was my third time because I got bumped twice. So I was nervous about that. I was nervous about how it would go. And then it went well. And afterwards, and the only thing I was nervous about afterwards, because I taped it on a Thursday, they do two shows on a Thursday, and it was going to air on Friday. And I, you know, I started out my set because they're like, oh, you can, you know, open up however you want. And I was like, oh my gosh, today, you know, what a great day. Today's just such a great day or something like that. And I was like, oh God, please, please don't have like a terrorist attack or something happen Friday morning. The only way that could not go well.
But for the purposes of people not getting hurt too, not just.
Well, that your- too. I mean, yeah, sure, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's so cool. That's one of my favorite, when I first heard that about you. There's another great Wisconsin comic, too, called Jeff Cesario. I'm sure you've heard of Jeff. He was on the show several months ago, and he said his character, I think he was a writer for a while on the Larry Sanders Show, and he said he was a running joke that his character, they wrote it in that he always got bumped. So Larry would say, I'm sorry to Jeff Cesario, we'll reschedule him. I think that's kind of cool, too, even though it's a totally different thing. I figured out another actor I really like who is a stand-up, who I think is a phenomenal actor, and he might be the best out of all of these, is Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Okay, yes.
Yeah, he was a pure stand-up comic. He used to work, all jokes aside, in Chicago on the South Side, which was an all-black club at the time, in the early 90s, and the guy's won, you know, like, I loved him in Collateral, but he won an Oscar for Ray. And yeah, maybe one for Django Unchained. I don't know, but he's probably maybe the top one just on accolades alone.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have a favorite comedy concert movie? Like Richard Pryor or Jim Carrey or?
You know, I mean, I don't know, concert movie. I guess I would have to say, Delirious.
Eddie Murphy.
I don't know. Nice. I don't know if you can. I don't think that can. You can put that out today, but I mean that one was just so funny.
You can say it, but if people go actually watch it, they might think less of you.
Right. Exactly. I mean, if you're if you're talking just specials,
yeah,
I would say Brian Regan's "I Walked on the Moon."
That my all-time favorite. That is such a great. The whole thing, top to bottom, is flawless. It's a thing of beauty.
Great material. I love that it's taped in a club, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
That thing about him dropping his friend off at the emergency room and lamenting that they don't have valet parking. He goes, of all the places you need valet parking, you want to go in with your friend. You don't want to just drop him off and go, tell him you're shot. He is the best. I would probably agree with you on that, actually. But I like Woody Allen movies and Albert Brooks. Like, I like those kind of neurotic, character-driven movies as opposed to the big outrageous stuff. And I don't know if you're supposed to say you like Woody Allen anymore either, because he's got kind of a – where are you at on that, Todd? Is it okay?
I mean, I guess we all have something in our past, right? We do.
Sure.
Pete, I know a little bit about you, so I know you've got some stuff in your background. But if you're good, right, we got to celebrate that a little bit.
Okay.
So
I've got some hot skeletons in my closet.
You're telling me.
After the election, I think anything goes. There's nothing in your past that isn't acceptable now. All right. Hey, John, before we let you get out of here, are you watching anything you could recommend for binge-watching purposes? Anything you're really digging at the moment?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to go with Severance. It's not new. They're going to come out. I think in January they're coming out with season 2, but that was really entertaining. That's what's jumping into my mind.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen like ads for it, and everybody seems to really like it. And I love finding a show where you have so many episodes ahead of you to watch. But I have not. I thought there was a, aren't there a lot of episodes or seasons of that available?
No, they're coming out with the second season. I don't even remember. I think the first one, I don't know if it's 10 episodes, but it's just such an interesting concept, and it's really keeps you interested. And I'm curious where they're going to go with season two.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Good to know.
I want to watch The Penguin. I've heard great things about The Penguin. It's supposed to be the best TV, but I promised my wife I wouldn't watch it without her. And we just, our schedules are not aligning, but it's nice because now we'll have, you know, like you said, a lot of episodes. We don't have to wait week to week as it goes by.
Listen, I mean, if she's making you eat that bread, just watch the show.
That's payback.
That's right.
You can Netflix cheat. That's great. Yeah, I saw the first episode of The Penguin and I liked it, but I don't know why I haven't gone back to it. I have been watching Slow Horses. I highly recommend that. I've had like four or five critics on this show just say, you have to check this show out. So I finally did. And it's really good if you're looking for like a thriller.
You pushed me over the edge because I've heard a lot of people and I'm like, I don't know what it is. Doesn't look intriguing. But I love Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I don't know what it's about. I haven't really seen ads, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah, it's worth it. We'll reconnect after you check it out. I've got about 48 seasons of Survivor I need to catch up on, so I'm going to be a little busy the next few days.
Last of Us. Did you watch Last of Us? That I can't recommend enough. It's a tough get through, but...
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it a lot. Is the second season out yet now, or are you still talking about the first?
No, I think it'll come out later in 2025.
How do you compare? Were you a Walking Dead fan?
I watched a lot of The Walking Dead. I think I was kind of pot committed to that. I watched the first season. I was like, I'll watch the next one. I just kept being like, well, I'm already invested. And then eventually I fell off. And that was good, but I liked Last of Us more.
Yeah, it's cool. Pedro Pascal is always fun to watch. That's awesome. All right, well, thank you for the recommendations. John, this was fun. Always fun to have you on the show, buddy. Keep up the great work.
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. All right, that's comedian Johnny Beaner. Check him out. All of his socials are at Johnny Comic. He makes it easy for you, so you can't afford not to check him out. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison that you can catch right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd, do we have time to catch up on some texts?
Sure. Go ahead.
We're okay, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Our question is, what is your favorite heavy metal song or band? It is National Heavy Metal Day today. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, Manowar, Brothers of Metal. And then he bails immediately and says, just kidding. It's so corny, but it's a guilty pleasure. I don't know that. Do you?
I don't. No.
Yeah. I kind of want to check it out now. And then he sent a really cool, looks like an album cover. But anyway, all right, Manowar. That's one. It's almost more fun to listen to bad stuff.
Sometimes, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, Steve Martin was a vaudeville. Martin Short with him. Okay. That's a great show too. Tom also says, Heaven and Hell by the Dio.
Is that by Dio.
Ronnie James Dio, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I think so. I kind of remember that too. Bridget, anything by heart, she says, Barracuda. Yes, in all caps, baby. She says, loved, I got to play that now. Oh, maybe I said that about her.
I sent that to her.
Oh, you did?
I texted her and said, I got to play that now.
Oh, I'm reading your text to Bridget. Okay, all right. So, and then Tom finally says, with you on Jamie Foxx. Thank you, Tom. Yes. Tom's always a good wingman. All right, John and Gordy, coming up next. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
More good news for you. Community Stories Junior starts November 14th. It'll air on WFHR on Thursdays from 5 to 6 with me, your host, Melissa Kay.
Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Donald Trump is putting together his White House team with some familiar faces. One of them is Stephen Miller, as Weijia Jiang reports.
It's not really surprising that Miller would be brought on in this role, especially because of his previous involvement in other Trump policies that have to do with immigration, like the zero tolerance policy, the Muslim ban, and now, of course, gearing up for what the administration to come calls the biggest mass deportation that the country has ever seen.
And former Immigration Enforcement Director Tom Homan to be border czar. Christian Benavides has that.
Homan recommended the zero tolerance policy during Trump's first administration, resulting in undocumented immigrants being separated from family members who were citizens. He told 60 Minutes, this time will be different.
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
President Biden led the Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery. CBS's Natalie Brand reports on observances elsewhere.
At the World War II Memorial, generations of veterans reflected.
What I did was what was expected of me.
Veteran Roy Mullen, now 100, joined the Marines at age 17 to fight in World War II.
I am extremely proud of having done what I did. And I think of all of the guys that didn't come back. I'm just glad to be alive.
In the small Indiana town of Delphi, a former drugstore worker has been convicted of killing two teenaged girls out for a hike in 2017. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
He confessed more than 60 times. And so what the jury found here clearly is that at least one of those 60 confessions was credible.
He even confessed to his wife. In parts of the Northeast, unusual wildfires due to the dry weather. Tom Howley is mayor of Greenwood Lake, New York.
In my over 50 years of living here, this has been the most significant and probably most potentially dangerous situation I've seen or been involved in.
In Tel Aviv, protesters today demanded the government do more to bring home hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
So frustrating for us to be here 400 days after the 7th of October 23 and still having 101 hostages in Gaza. This is something that is unbelievable.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? what thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
Preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santo. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please tell me you're driving.
I was going to say, preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, Civic Media.